Happy Thursday, happy hour, all that flyness, man. Shout out to everybody that's tapped in. Hopefully y'all having a good day. If not, let's make it a little better, man. Let's learn something new today. Please like, comment, subscribe, share. I appreciate you for that. And after I shout out my own sponsor, I'll be right back.
This is Sippin' with Sammy, Sam Malone, Barstool Roog, here with Rich Jules, the official sponsor of the Sippin' with Sammy podcast. Tap in with Rich Jules, male or female jewelry, black-owned, small business. Tap in with Rich Jules, Sippin' with Sammy approves.
Yeah, so we in here, man. Today is a good day, a very good day. I got a brother in here that I've been knowing for quite a few years now, man. And since I've been knowing him, he's been moving and shaking and popping up. Every random place that I pop at, he's in there shining and engaging with the people. But tell the people who we got real quick, man.
Hollywood him.
That part in that order, I'm give you another round of applause.
Thank you.
No. Like I said, man, somebody that from the moment that I was around you, you have been in the mix. You've been networking. You've been performing. You toured a single. Like you know how people be like, I'm gonna put some energy behind a record, yeah, and we gonna make a movement behind this record. I really seen you do that in real time. And I've been at random shows and you came out, yeah, and was performing, and I'm like, yo, and it's always the same with you. We've been, yeah, in some of the smallest spots together. Nice. You know what I'm, nice, saying? And you was in there, you like, yo, y'all ain't got no champagne. They like, we don't really do bottle service. You like, well, sell me them bottles of champagne. Me and him need a bottle of champagne, and I appreciate you for that. And we stayed in the spot for 5 minutes waiting to drink the bottle. But you remember that? You probably don't even remember. No. So many bottles, so many nights later. Oh, but
bullshit,
one thing that I know about you is that when you come out in a real way. You you show love to the people, you reciprocate energy, and you always on a mission. So I just want to salute you for that, because that's the kind of people I like talking to. That's the kind of people that people need to hear from.
For real, bro.
Absolutely.
I'm proud of you. I got to give you flowers at a time. I seen you come a long way.
Thank you.
And he's definitely one of them people that y'all definitely want to tap in with. Super, super highly respected by the biggest of the biggest.
I appreciate that. Man, I appreciate that.
Definitely proud of your podcast. Love the way it's set up.
Thank you, bro. Dope, thank bro. You, man. We work hard to try to keep it decent.
And his music, dude. And he real got hot music. No
That's love.
No bullshit, bro.
That's love. Got thank
hot
you.
Music.
Thank
and, you. And he be carrying it on stage. Respectfully. No bullshit. And they coming out for him. Excuse my language.
No, nah, you good,
they
bro.
They coming out for Sammy.
That's love, baby.
Put him on a bill. I'm telling you. And they gonna pull up. So he worth the bag. Trust me.
Yo, that's a hell of a cosign. I'm gonna drink to that. I appreciate that fact. Wholeheartedly, man. That was love. But when I met you, you had already had a legacy and was coming home and creating a whole nother movement.
Yeah.
So like, you was out here during all of the most the golden years of the Philly shit. Like when no, Philly has always had a dominant place in music and in hip hop. Yeah. But there was an era where New York niggas had to say, oh no, them niggas down there get busy and they getting money. And yeah, and when I go through, they show love. Like, it was a thing. It was a time. And you was part of that. No, you was a part of that. Speak to that real quick for me, man. How did you burst onto the scene in the mix as far as the industry?
Actually, being part of Major Figures.
Uh-huh.
But I actually took a fall, went to jail like weeks before the deal went through.
Mm.
I mean, mm-hmm, Gilly told me to chill, stay out of trouble. You like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He said, we about to sign. He was saying like, yo, we about to be, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We about to have this shit on Smash. And then a couple of weeks later, I'm sitting in, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
In jail. And the deal get done and shit. You know what I mean? The deal, like, you know, motherfuckers come on a come up show, all that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, shit just start going crazy. I'm saying that shit, you know, it hurted me even to this day and shit. A lot of people probably don't hear me talk about major figures as much and shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But like, you know, Gilly came to visit me in prison and all that type of shit. But
kept it real with you.
Yeah, he kept it real. And I'm here today. When I did the little stretch, I came home. Gilly put me on Get Down on the Ground remix.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when he put me on that remix, yeah, when he put me on that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never looked back.
Dope.
Looked back. That shit really, really, really helped me. And, you know, I've been putting on ever since.
Now, see, what's great about what you just said, bro, is one, being from Philly,
mm-hmm.
every crew that was running got one of you in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Every single one of them got somebody that was there, that was part of it, and was in the mix. And right when it was about to get there, something happened. And some got more time than others, and some of them ain't here no more. But what you said was, you went there, you felt what was going on. You knew in a real way that you was supposed to be there. You know what I'm saying? You knew you bumped your head at the wrong time. Like, damn it, nigga.
That shit,
but at the same time, you said you was... You were showing love while you were sitting down by the brother, yeah. which is a plus. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Then you say when you come down, he gave you opportunity.
Yeah.
Opportunity seems small because we talking about Get Down on the Ground remix. So a lot of people would say, well, he just gave him a verse when everybody got a verse. Nah, man. Nah, it's monsters on this record.
On that record.
And Get Down on the Ground was going crazy at the time. So that's a layup. That's a blessing for real. Saying, people are minimize something like that. But I think that's huge.
I think it's huge too. Like, you know, on a reflection of it. That plus at the time, I'm gonna say brothers like EA,
mm-hmm.
Titta, mm-hmm. and all of them. They everybody's pulling for me. Ruggedness. Everybody just wanted to see me win. Mm-hmm. Fresh out, they wanted to see me win. So,
dope.
You know what I mean? That, you know, like Gil definitely held it down for me and shit. You know what I'm saying? And Gil to this day, like Gil don't never do no fake shit with me.
Mm-hmm.
He don't ever front. I call him, pick up, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like, any event, Gil never left me outside under no circumstances. Mm-hmm. Never went in there, act like he ain't hear his phone, none of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Never, never once.
That's heavy, and that's saying? Major. That means a lot. Yeah. That means a hell of a lot.
I love official, you know what I'm saying? That's my family.
Yeah, but the other part that was so dope about what you said was you said you took that and you ran with it.
Yeah.
Like you saw a light in this opportunity and you made more out of it
yeah.
to the point that now
I can help others.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can help others and I definitely have. I always help who I can.
That's fly, yo. That's fly. I just want to salute you because even in the first 5-10 minutes of talking to you, that's inspiration. You know what I mean? That's energy.
That,
that's love. That's what people need to hear. No matter how much you still get chills about it,
it might be
climbing out your system a little bit because you're giving it to the world, and it's going to help somebody to say, you know what? I can still make my way after.
You can.
After.
You can.
After, for sure, for sure. Now, I say that you move around a lot, man, and you said, you just told me recently that you toured 3 times in 1 year. When I'm thinking that you were still on one tour.
No, that's crazy. No, for sure, man.
What is it about and how does one get to the point where it's like, yo, there's always an opportunity? How do you build the relationships, the traction to be able to say, I'm home now. I'm going to live on the road with this thing. I'm not going to be stagnated in a city full of super talented people. I got to go get mine outside of here, too. Like, how does that happen?
It happened like, say, for instance, right, a lot of people don't know me and Oskino is family. That's my cousin,
mm-hmm.
right? I ain't never tried to claim no fame off nobody. I'm mm-hmm. just speaking the real.
Yeah, O, I said you spoke from that time.
I spent a lot of time with O.
Mm-hmm.
O took me on the road. O showed me a lot of stuff in terms of, like, actually being a boss.
Mm.
You feel me? So mm-hmm. it's like that whole experience of, like, being around O and, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, learning, like, it's like you move around, you know, like I moved around, you know, with Gil, about, mm-hmm. you know, Gil, oh, things of that nature, right? And, you know, there's little tensions and all that stuff back in, you know, some years ago and stuff like that.
Right.
And everything's smooth, you know,
mm-hmm.
as far as I know.
Right.
And I was able to move around and meet people,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
networking, mm-hmm. and I just grew accustomed to moving around, networking,
mm-hmm.
and things of that nature. And I figured out a way, like, to, it's like you got to make your own lane in this whole vibe.
Mm-hmm.
until you can get to the level of like a Gil or like a Oscano or like the biggest names doing it. The Jays and the Siegs and all of, you know what I mean? Legendary people that's doing it. It's like, I wanted to help. Like, I wanted to help other artists and just give them, like, a lane and just give them a way and let them know, like, you don't have to be as big as Jay to be successful in this thing, to have a career, to have something going on. You know what I'm saying? You can move around. You put a little single out. I just took it upon myself, did the Wu tour. I took the record. I took it everywhere. I took it everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I put together a whole tour behind that record. And, you know what I mean? And that led up to the Shake That Tour. A lot of people don't even know. The Shake That Tour, I put the whole tour together.
We sold
the Met out. You know what I'm saying? We sold the Met out. And we took it to Baltimore. We took it to Harrisburg. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people know that I was behind that. But I put the whole tour together. You know what I mean? I worked with every up and coming artist.
But you didn't put your face in front of it. So you did the work. That's why people don't know. Yeah.
That's not no easy. It's not no easy task.
No, that's
setting
how you lift
tours up and linking up and connecting with all these different people in all these different places, different cities and stuff like that. It's not easy.
It's not easy at all.
It's tough. You know what I'm saying? Budgets, all type of stuff.
You gotta be intentional about building these relationships and checking on what's going on before you get there. Because it can get crazy traveling.
It's tough.
It's definitely tough. You know what I'm
saying? But it's like, I feel like if I don't do it, then who's, like, you know what I'm saying? I gotta set some type of example and show other artists, like, different ways of generating some type of income before you hit it big.
I like that.
And that way, even if you never hit it big, you still got some motion going on. You still got your own lane. You still got things going on. So you want to be, you know, you want to stay on that time. Like, you want to grind. Like, you know what I mean? Me, I went away. I did time. Came back, even when I went and sat down, like when I went and did time at the Feds, when I got booked, I had like 5 labels come out for me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sitting in jail. This for my solo shit. You know what I mean? A lot of people probably ain't know that or probably don't know that, but I had like 5 labels come out for me. I think it was like 2 or 3 majors, and it was like a couple independents and stuff like that.
Right.
And, I tried my best to help somebody else get a look. Being as though, you know what I mean, I want to come back, Bump J, Nooch, M Class, Marlino, like, you know, other artists and shit. You know, there's a part of that at that moment and things that shout out to E Scott who put the whole play together. But I definitely had them looking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I definitely had them looking and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? It's just like a drive. Like, it's just the drive to keep things moving and to keep something going on.
What's interesting about how you even started saying that was you said Oscano took you around and showed you how he was moving like a boss. And I always remember out of all the shit Dame talked.
He a real one, man.
Dame always say, Oscano is a boss. Oscano never asked me for shit. Every time I see, he had a new coat or a new car or something. You know what I mean? I remember years ago Dame saying that. And I remember, actually, I'm from uptown. Oh, used to be around my end, wiping down the white John with big, you know what I'm saying?
No,
the Jag.
I always can.
You know what I'm saying?
And he going to keep saying, he going to keep a hard-ass form.
And one thing about him that I appreciate, because I could be in traffic in a motherfucking Cherokee. He could be in a drop vet. He speak back. Like, show the people love when he in the city.
For the people, man.
Yeah, and I think people don't realize that because they think he could be so harsh when he finally does speak in these interviews about what he's talking about. But O is the people.
Yeah, he for the people, man.
Yeah, man. So sweet.
Like,
to him.
Like, O been a realist. Like, he don't do no fraud, no capping, bro. Oh, keep shit a beam, man. No bullshit. And I learned a lot from him. I mean, I took my hat to him, loving the death. And
that's fine.
I took my hat to him, give him his flowers, man. Yeah, I mean, if you ever get a chance to work with Oscano, man, don't hesitate. Don't hesitate, man. He worth the booking for sure. And
I heard that.
They definitely gonna pull up for O.
That's big talk. When a nigga say he's worth the booking,
he's worth the booking.
That's good talk. That's good talk.
I did a lot of shows with O, like, believed in me, like early on. He told me, right? Like, O never wanted shit. Like, he's smart. he never wanted shit to go to my head, right? Mm-hmm. So he never really told me how good I was, but he actually broke down one day and he told me, he said, "You got it." Mm. He said that it factor mm-hmm. that got me my deal. Mm-hmm. He said, "You got that." You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because he never wanted to go to my head. I stopped working and shit like that. So
no, I can dig that. I know what that's like.
When he told me, you know, he took me up to Jim Jones studio in New York and mm-hmm. With Dame Dash and shit like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, we went sat down with that. They rode out to the clubs, all that shit. Mm. But he showed me a lot, man.
That's fly. Salute to the OG Dame Dash, man. Can't even speak enough on what Dame has done in this space. It's just like phenomenal to be able to get that energy and be around that. Now I'm sure you made that connection. You a networking fool. You made sure, Dame.
Definitely, you know, brothers see each other, you know, just say what's up, shit like that, keep it moving, stuff like that. Like when it come down to certain ways you move, like people gotta keep in mind, like, say for instance, you bring me around certain mm-hmm. people, right? Mm-hmm. The network side is cool, but sometimes it might just be cool to stand down.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So it won't, you know, it won't come across the wrong way, or you won't rub people the wrong way.
Right.
And you look like you just thirsty trying to meet.
I learned that years ago.
And stuff like that. So and sometimes, you know, you gotta stay down.
Yeah, and it's crazy because something I did was misinterpreted. Like, I asked somebody something random in the studio, and they took it a kind of way and told somebody else that I asked. And I was like, that's crazy because it was like, it wasn't that deep. So sometimes you just gotta shut the fuck up, smoke your weed. Sometimes you gotta shut the fuck up, smoke your weed.
Just chill.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, never try to outshine the master.
No, and that's the thing. That wasn't my intention at all. And the thing that I was asking wasn't even on them lines, just to be clear with the audience.
Yeah.
But it's funny because then after that, I wound up in a ghillie session with my young boy, and I said, "Yo, we just gonna smoke our weed, and we gonna sit over here."
Ghillie and them took me to rug.
Yeah, I mean, and it was a Rug session when I was in there.
He was vouching for me heavy. I was the first mixtape that Rug ever did. A lot of people don't even know that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And Rug, definitely shout out to Rug for sure.
Love I him. Had a radio interview one day,
yeah.
And I was sitting waiting in a waiting room, and they were interviewing Rug. And I learned so much in like 30 minutes that I didn't know about how long he been around this thing of ours,
legendary,
bro. He's
legendary.
A monster in this bitch.
Legendary.
Then walked away, came back, walked away, said, "Fuck you," like brought Joy. The nigga back. Like, he
came
just do
back,
what he
got
want,
three
bro.
More rings.
It's crazy. And we always think Batcave and all. Bro, Rug is a monster out here, man.
No,
his name is all over this thing.
Damn, the cups. This is dope.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that, man. Keep pouring yourself up, man. You good. But no, like, I'm glad you brought up Rug because I think that sometimes people hear him as a shout out on a track, but people hear, like, no, we went to Rug. They don't know, like, he's a legend. He's a legend.
I got a award show that I'm working on, right?
Mm hmm.
The Woo Awards. Y'all heard it here first. The Woo Awards after the Woo Tour. The Woo Tour 2 coming next month.
Woo Awards is heavy. I like that.
Heavy. I definitely need you to be a part of this, man.
I got you.
In a major way. You hear me?
Let me know.
No,
we figure it out. We ain't going to tell them yet.
We ain't going to tell them yet. Tell them too much, man.
No, but that's fire. That's fire. Now.
Got to be innovative.
The Woo Awards. What made you want to do your own awards platform?
Because the first Woo Tour was so dope, and I had so many big names like that came through and showed love. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And,
You can name drop. It's cool. You ain't gotta be humble.
I just wanna make sure that people know that I know what they bring. You know what I'm saying? And you know, like some of the performances were so epic.
Mm-hmm.
Like we had I'm talking about dudes that's like Velcro.
Mm-hmm. Shout out my guy Velcro, man. Just covered something for him a week ago.
That's pulled up on me.
My guy Lou.
Ace the Chemist.
My man.
Oh man. Oh man, there's so many. Like I can't.
It's crazy though.
Dash,
those first three
Milo.
Is my fault. Yep. Shout out to Dash.
I'm Finesse Boy. It's mm-hmm. a lot of people. Like
I just gave Finesse my number the other night when I seen you. Actually, he was in there with us.
He working too.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
Working.
Shout out
sure
Finesse,
working, man.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying. I've been around him. Like I seen him come all the way up from like, I mean, but he definitely working, trying
that's dope.
To make a difference.
That's dope.
Like that.
That's dope.
I mean, and It was so many artists. Dash Milo, the Blood Brothers, Cocky Kai.
It's a good list.
So many. Rick Sadiq. Excuse me, I know I'm forgetting a lot.
Yeah, if anybody forgetting, you know, for the sake of my conversation.
Too many artists. I mean,
That's fly. So you want to give acknowledgement, give energy back to people.
Yeah, I want to motivate and inspire. You know what I'm saying? That's me. My motto is like, I feel as though you can't lose with me. And on top of that, I feel like life not all about me. It's about putting smiles on other people's faces. So, I mean, life, this shit bigger than me. This rap shit that I'm doing, y'all see me move around, perform shows, and, you know, help other people get on, it's bigger than me. It's bigger than me, so I'm always looking to put somebody else on.
No, I respect that, and it's crazy.
Help out whichever way I can.
Absolutely. That wouldn't be expected with a man that walks around with the name Hollywood, huh? and you're aware of that. But how does one get a name like Hollywood Hemp? Because even when you was like, oh, he broke down and told me I was the one. I'm like, well, your name was Hollywood Hemp. wasn't new news. This didn't just come about in that studio session. This has been a thing for a while because you've been carrying, obviously, something a certain kind of way.
The Hollywood came from the family thing, right? It's like I used to pull up to all my family functions.
I could imagine. Oh, my goodness.
And I pull up a lot of times.
Because he's like, modest today. He's modest today. The jewelry ain't really... The bracelets is heavy, but the jewelry ain't on today. Being modest, so go ahead.
I couldn't... my cousin told me... I ran to my cousin upstate, you know what I'm saying, on a bed. And he told me... He said, yo, cuz, he like, the whole family look at you as Hollywood. And I'm like, huh? They said, yeah. They said, as soon as you pull up, it's like, oh, how y'all doing this, that, and the, gotta go. gotta go. It's like, damn, as soon as he come, he gotta go.
As soon as they figure out which car you driving, you leave it.
Sometimes I will pull up with like Danny Garcia, Gilly, Oskino, like different, you know, known cats. And
because they just happen to be with you.
Right. Just chilling with
me. Chill like, already. I got to make a stop.
We got to make a stop. And when we get there, it's like, I ain't want people like just bothering them to death or making them like feel uncomfortable. It's like, you know, let's show some love. We're going to keep it moving. I don't want to burn them out and shit.
Because they hated you. They loved it. Hated you.
Oh, man. And that's where it came from because everybody used to call me Hem or H-I-M, Hemothy, all that. So Hollywood.
You the original Hemothy?
Yeah, that's what I was told. Yeah, but I ain't never meet nobody before me.
They was called Hemothy?
Yeah. I've been... 20-something years now.
I don't know anything that dates before that, and I'm grown.
I ain't know nobody before me. I really didn't. If I knew another him before me, I took my hat to him. But I don't do no hating or none of that type stuff, you know what I'm saying? But it's like interesting. It's definitely legendary vibes to it and shit. Definitely legendary in the streets. And y'all didn't hear me talk about that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, I've heard more about you than you said about you since I've known you. You know what I'm saying? And nothing crazy, but to the likes of what you're speaking to. Yeah. Like, no, you've been out here.
No, for sure.
You was out here. But, like, there was a time, I'm sure, when you was sitting still, when you ain't feel like him. Is there anything that somebody said to you, something you read, something that inspired you and made you be like, nah, we still going, you know what I mean? Like, what was that thing? Was it something you had before you got in there or anything like that?
I had so much momentum and upside when I went in that it just pushed me through to, like, work on my craft. I mean, I played basketball on the highest levels. A lot of people that know me that was up in the walls with me. I won Street Ball Player of the Year. I won Rookie of the Year.
Okay.
And even when I came home, I had the opportunity, Problem Child. Anybody know Problem Child? Mm-hmm. From the N1. But, you know, Problem Child took me down, played N1, you know, played against Bad Santa, Silk, all that type of stuff. And, I mean, I really held it down. So it's like, you know, I just had the opportunity to live out most of my dreams from being on the radio, Cosmic Cab, first time I ever got played, I was on Get Down the Ground Remix. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That on the same song with Meek, Gilly, Petey, Free, Enes. You know what I'm saying? Joey had. Ab Lava, Black De Niro. Like, you know what I mean?
And the crazy thing is, we need more Joey Jahad music, but everybody else on that list has been outside ever since.
What's up with Had, man? Tap in with me, bro. I ain't hear from you in a minute, man.
I used to love Joey Flow, man.
Me and Joey got a couple. Me and Joey got some joints. we got like three or four bangs. I was on this Taking Out the Trash joint.
Okay, all right.
Bag joint.
In my bag, yep.
Yeah. I was actually going to put Meek on that record and shit, but the session just kept rolling, mm-hmm. and he didn't get there on time. So, Meek got some. We had that Trap Star joint too. So I got records with some people, man.
Yeah, you got records with everybody from the city. Cut that for me if you don't mind. But when it came to damn, I forgot. Oh yeah, you had time with a great one that we lost. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to PNB Shiz. You know what I mean? Who was on Family to the Show.
Let me take this.
You had time around Rock in a real way. And I've never seen a Philly nigga do what Rock did in his time. Yeah. Like, if you know what I mean. Like, the way he came into the game, fresh home, came with the melodies and all of that, but was still gangster. He had a look that the young girls and the women wanted. Like, he had the whole package. And he kept putting out record after record after record that took him around the world really, really quickly in a different way than we've seen Philly rappers do before.
Yeah.
So, like, what do you attribute that type of energy to? Like, what kind of person was he to you that's what he was able to contribute? Because I was in awe. Like, oh, we got one of them.
Yeah.
It's like catching an Uzi Vert. Like, we don't produce them, but we produce great talent, so we should expect that, right?
PNB Rock, I'm be honest, bro. He showed me so much love. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know Kev and Mont. This is crazy because when I actually, the first city I went to them was Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Wow.
So
wow.
It's crazy because I didn't go up there just like knowing I was performing on that. I was just coming outside with you know what I mean? Some, you know, the very closest people to Rock.
I heard that. Yeah.
Me out when I came home. So it's like, shouts to Kev, Trap Street Kev.
You took the ride, essentially.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. the Free Kev, you know what I mean, by the way, you know what I mean, about to see some pitch and all that type stuff you asked me for. And it's crazy because when I took that ride and I went up there, I was so prepared. Like, I came through, I had on the jewelry and all that type stuff. And just off, like, they was just like, yo, I'm ready, man. That's that. And the third, Mont said, you got your music on me. This PNB Rock manager, mm-hmm. he said, him, you got your music on you? I was like, yeah, for sure. He's like, go cue your music up. He said, get your music to the DJ. You open up for Rock.
Oh,
like,
man.
I'm talking about, I ain't even asked.
Just like, on the ride along, Joe? Like, oh, and I'm rocking tonight? Man.
In front of this crowd, though? Like, it's
and I'm
silly.
A rapper, like you said, so yeah. I've been to shows with my homie where I'm supporting, but it's getting busy, and I'm like, I wish I could just do sipping real quick, and it's motherfucker. Like, you know what I mean? Just one time. Just one time. Give me one song. Give me 3 minutes.
It's crazy because you know what the word was? They said Hollywood. They said that nigga went out there and held it the fuck down by himself.
That. I heard that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because so like, you ain't even had no entourage or nothing.
The whole crew was there. Like, you know, the whole rock crew.
But it wasn't like no planned shit.
It wasn't planned. And it was like, my number was called and I was ready.
I heard that.
You know what I'm saying? Man. My number was called. I was ready. And I ain't played with it. You know what I'm saying?
Preparation meets opportunity.
I was ready. And I went out there and held it down.
I heard
you
that.
I mean, a complete sold out crowd. You know what I'm saying?
What's the feeling? Did you feel it or did you notice it when they said it?
It felt so good, man.
Yeah.
It felt priceless. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, priceless. I can't even put it in words.
I'm telling people
Grand
all the
Rapids,
time.
Grand Rapids, Michigan, and the fans really, no bullshit. When we left up, they chased us. Like, the fans followed us for blocks. Now I'm talking about, like, no bullshit, for probably at least 7 miles.
Yo. That's crazy.
That's crazy. And look, the tour bus, like the bus, when the bus pulled up, because...
Hey, you know, former jail niggas be specific. He would not exaggerate 7 miles, bro, unless
look,
it's 6 miles.
They followed us at least like 6, 7 miles.
6, 7 miles, right.
At least. And it got to the point where as though we had to pull over and see what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
And it was just like genuine fans. They ain't ladies.
Mm-hmm.
It was just all fans.
I bet it was the ladies.
It was all fans, man. It was just mind blowing. Like
you can see how somebody could lose themselves in that. Like
there's been times I've been on stage with Rock and the little kids just screaming so loud that the one little kid, we actually pulled him up on stage and let him rock out with us.
Yeah.
Every day we lit, Rock pull, he bring the whole crew out.
Yeah.
On a set for every day we lit, the whole crew we run out.
I've been backstage with Rock before at the Chester Day crazy. Joint.
When everybody run out for every day we lit. Yeah. Even when Wife and Lucci came out with us.
Yep.
That
was a moment. Crazy, that was a big moment.
Like,
but you know what was biggest for me with Rock, yo? When they used to do the schools.
Yeah.
He had an effect on these kids, no, bro.
For real, you that was, chills,
and
bro.
I watched people and shout out to Ant Brown and a lot of the young boys that are making a round.
Call you later on.
Yeah, absolutely. Ant is the homie. And y'all doing a great job. But that PNB Rock energy was different at that time. It was yo, these kids love him.
No, for sure.
He's not just a star to them. He's the star to them. And he was the way he treated them and the way he carried himself. I respected it so much and I appreciated him so much for that, first and foremost. But I'm like, he's a superstar out the gate. He built for it. He got the look. He got the music. He's a superstar. He wound up achieving that. So, man, rest in peace to Rock.
Rest in peace to Rock, man. He's a real one. You know what's so crazy? Even when I was just fresh out and I'm just getting to know Rock, and I'm like, I said, son, like, Rock was like, Rock was trying to give me money and everything. I'm like, damn. That shit just blew my mind. Like, damn, he's trying to make sure I'm cool and shit, be, you know, fresh out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got some bread. Mm-hmm. But it's like, we ain't got that type of bread.
Right, that's different.
So I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to slide to the casino with you. I don't know if I got that, that kind of money or whatever.
Been there before.
And he like, no, I got you. I mean, don't worry about nothing. I got you. All that type shit. I'm like, dang. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
different.
He showed love. He showed love, man. Like, the times was just priceless, man.
I'm glad that you got to experience that, because for you being somebody that likes to do for people, you got to be around a younger energy that was carrying the flag at the time that gave that to you. You know what I mean? And whether you see it that way or not, that's like divine at a certain point, right? Because your mission is based on things like that, being able to give people those moments, right?
Always, for sure.
No, that's fly.
What I do, and I really, really help who I can. I'm going to tell you something, right? It's like, we might look at ourselves as like just regular.
Mm-hmm.
Regular, you know, people to the public, because we ain't on no high horse shit. Absolutely. I never seen you on none of that.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You are who you are, and like you carry it a certain way. And it's like, what blows my mind is like, I could be chilling in the mall, King of Prussia, anything, and like when no disrespect, no racist stuff or nothing like that, but like when little, you know, different ethnicities, you know, like white kids and things like that, when they come up to me, like, yo, Hollywood, huh, man, I really love what you're doing. Like, you inspired me. Can I just get a picture?
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. That's like,
blows your mind.
It blow my mind. Like, time with like little 7-year-old kid, like, cried tears for me to meet him.
Wow.
I had to really get him a poster. I got him a home.
Like,
I had to throw it back and get him a little CD and all that type stuff. But when I took it to him, he stopped crying. I came, you know what I mean, showed him love, stopped crying.
That's awesome.
Temple kids just wanted to meet me and shit, just had me pull up and they scream at the top of their lungs.
Wow.
Go to certain little schools and stuff like that, Roxborough and all that.
Yeah.
And just off the pull up, like, kids just go crazy. You know what I'm saying? Kids, I mean, Fridays, anything.
Yeah, random.
And the kids just go crazy, want pictures, all that type stuff. And I'm like, damn, I really, really touched these people like that. Like, it's mind-blowing. It's like breathtaking. And I done been LAX, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And all that, and just come up to me in the airport, like, yo, you Hollywood, him, they standing there, yo, can I get a picture? All that type stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Wild Wilds in Atlanta, I could be almost anywhere, bro. And I'm telling you, it'd be crazy, like.
You really Hollywood,
like,
him?
Anywhere, and it's crazy, because, like, I work hard to build my name, but it's just like, damn, I'm really, really touching the fact.
No, you've accomplished really more than you.
That much to people like that. It's deep.
You accomplished more than you thought that you did. But two things out of that. One thing is, I'm glad that you get to feel that energy.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you get to experience that, because that's just motivation, one, to keep being you, and two, to keep on your trajectory, because a lot of people that want to do for others get burnt out.
Yeah.
Because part of it is running out of resources.
Yeah.
The other part is running out of faith. You know what I'm saying?
Because people can lose their faith. Like when the Shake That era just came through and did it what it's supposed to do.
And went crazy.
A lot of artists, when they seen me working with them kids, the Two Reds, the D-30s, the Laid Bank, Zai Sosa.
Shout out to all of them, too.
The Philly Goats. Everybody, like... Minister Z's, the Lay Banks.
Yep.
The whole squad, Dulu. It's just like a lot of artists was kind of scared to actually be a part of the shows because of the dance element. A lot of artists that don't dance.
Right. I get what you're saying.
Like, damn, if I ain't got that, I ain't going to be popping with this crowd. You feel me? So it scared a lot of artists
it's
away
intimidating
from
in a way
to be part of the tour and stuff like that.
You know the irony in that? I was at a show one time that it was supposed to be a super hip-hop show, so we knew we was going in to see some MCs. We didn't realize they was going to take 20-minute breaks to let niggas break dance and spin on their head and shit in between. And it's the same feeling at that point. Like, what we doing? So I guess that's the new version of that. But that's crazy because I've been there before. But at a way where it was like, well, we in here. I'm a Drake. They talented. But I don't even know if I'm hyped to perform no more.
No, because it's like after they do all that dance, Jordan, that I can't do. I never even tried it.
Bro.
I don't know how to do nothing.
I've
been
running
a lot.
I learned the starting point. Like, wherever the dance started, I learned that real good. I act like I'm about to do it. And then I'm like, y'all don't want that. You know what I'm saying? I can act like I'm about to do the whoop. You know what I mean? I can act like I'm about to crip walk up. But I don't really get into it. I'm like, yo, what that shit, man?
I can't even try because I feel embarrassed. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't. They do that shit. Like, that's what they do. They serious about it.
A lot of times when I find myself attempting to do half that shit, I'm on stage hosting.
Yeah.
You know, I meditate to the people so that they can get ready for y'all to come out, which is a dope position to be in a lot of ways, which was like when you say you cultivate tours and you are able to bring people along with you, it's like, man, that's above and beyond for real.
Yeah, that shit, excuse my language, but it's tough. Like, this tour stuff is no cakewalk. So if y'all think that is light and all that type of stuff, shoo. I mean,
you got something coming up, right?
Yeah, June 14th, we taking off. I think we in Baltimore the first date, but we taking off in June for sure.
What's the name of the tour this time?
The Wu Tour 2.
The Wu Tour 2.
Yeah.
Wu 2. Wu 2.
Wu Tour 2.
Wu Tour 2.
And we definitely got the award show following shortly after.
Where you looking to do the award show? What part of the year, like season?
I'm thinking between August and October.
Are there any categories that you haven't seen that you want to add to yours specifically,
man,
that you like?
That's a hell of a question, man. That's a dope question. that's a good question, man. I really got to get that some thought.
All right, cool.
That's a good question.
One category makes it unique. The right category makes it viral. Just from me to you. You know what I'm saying? Just from me to you. But it's like, for it to be the Wu thing, you could treat Wu like whoa. Remember what you said? That was whoa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That could be the highest honor, is to be Wu.
No, I definitely want to get
wrap your head around
some nice awards. And like, just do something innovative that nobody has done.
Yeah.
Actually go to all these different places. You know what I mean? Then we come back and do the award show. You know what I mean? Cause I want people to be honored for their work. You know what I'm saying? When y'all work with me, I want y'all to get something out of it.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know. Another topic. I do A&R work for the big dogs.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Jack, And Kevin Lyles pulled me in. They made me president.
I got something I wanted you to hear after this.
Oh, a new coming.
I know you I'm always working while I'm working, baby.
I know you got some work.
So you've been. So how long you been doing that?
I've been doing the A&R stuff for about at least 5 years now.
Dope.
And I actually had the opportunity to take Velcro up to 300.
I remember when Brad Greeter. Okay.
Yeah, we actually I actually set that meeting up. LA Love the Boss.
Mm-hmm.
Other up and coming cast that I believe in, like Baby Honcho, who else? Montega Picasso.
Shout out Montega Picasso, my
Fox
guy.
Fox Cole.
Uh-huh.
Fox Cole from New York. He mm-hmm. you know, he was coming real strong too. And well, it's more others like Benjamin Bills,
mm-hmm.
young cat from New York.
So A&R still exists.
Yeah.
People said the A&R game is over. And mind you, when I came into the game, I was managing a producer and I was A&R artist. I was actually A&R and son of the 215 at the time. And this is 20 years ago.
Damn, that's crazy. That's heavy because
he's been a rapper since I met him when he was 13.
He's doing his thing.
No, he's getting busy. Man.
I'm loving what son of the 215 is doing. He really got some motion. And you know, he do great performances. Like great,
always
great
has.
Performance. And just for the A&R thing, I just got a call like a couple days ago, and my folks trying to fly me to Calabasas now to come in A&R project for this new artist out of Detroit.
Dope.
So that's on the table
right now. Go body that.
You know what I mean, yeah.
Go body that.
You know what I mean, and it's like it's to the point the way as though if I tell them that something is hot, they're gonna take a listen.
Now In order to become an A&R, and mind you, in the hood, we got A&Rs that didn't know their job. There was a nigga doing Rockefeller named Big Face Gary.
I heard of him.
Niggas used to be in the studio, getting busy all night. You had to take that shit to Gary at 4 in the morning. He'd be on the corner somewhere, and Gary would tell niggas what to go fix or fuck that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he probably knew his role at the time, but we all got that homeboy that we run the shit by, we like, yo, what you think? And we trust it. Jay-Z used to go to, what's her name? The personality, the Puerto Rican personality from Hot 97 back in the day. What was her name?
Angie Martinez.
Jay-Z played all his albums for Angie before he finalized them.
Yeah.
People don't know that. He used to pick her up in the car and drive her around. She was helping A&R his projects. So, like, it exists in many forms, but you're doing it at an official capacity.
You know what I mean?
Which means that people, my point is, these are people with trusted ears.
Yeah.
These are people that can hear stuff before it's a thing.
Yeah. I don't have to listen to a whole song to know if it works or not. If it works or not, to let you know if it's one of the ones or not. Like,
yeah.
And this ain't saying that it's corny, but sometimes I might just be trying to get to the next song.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And I definitely got...
The same thing when we listen to beats.
Rest in peace to Rico Wade, Dungeon Family.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? That's... Oh, man.
Man, you know I mean? Organized Noise,
shout out to them. You know what I mean? Outkast, Goody Mob.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Slim Cutter, Calhoun, all the brothers, you know what I mean?
Real architects.
I don't even know all the brothers I just mentioned, but I know Rico Wade. He
brought
to his house in Decatur.
Wow. That's amazing. See, bro, that's amazing.
Chill, Rico Wade really called my phone.
They say Rico one of the coolest niggas ever.
Bro, brought me to his crib. Listen, inside his crib, as soon as you come in, it's like something I never experienced before. His girl was from Philly.
Everybody's girl is from Philly. Philly girls know how to lock them in. And you know this, bro. You know a lot of motherfuckers. The Philly girls lock them in, bro.
Yo, Rico had all his shit set up in the middle of his floor. Like, when you come in his house.
What shit?
All his DJ shit.
Oh, right there. Damn. As soon as you walk in, like in the foyer.
Yeah,
It's
like, damn, just like that, just right here. You know what I'm saying? You know he the one who brought Future out.
Right.
Shit like that. So, like, when he called me and told me he want to work with me, I'm on the other side of the phone, like...
Get the fuck out of here.
Like, yo, he want to work with me? Like,
fuck like, you want to do with me?
Then I had people like Teddy Riley, Daryl Shuler brought me to Teddy Riley like 6 in the morning at the hotel.
Daryl Shuler brought me to Teddy Riley. You say that so smooth.
He brought me to Teddy Riley like 6 something in the morning. Like 6 something in the morning. Brought me to Teddy Riley. Teddy Riley listened to 4 of my records. He said, come to Cali. I love to work with you.
That's so ridiculously fucking awesome. Like, your life is awesome, bro. You a bull for real.
It's crazy, bro.
You a bull for real. Like, crazy, this is
crazy, bro.
This is stuff that, like, the movie is going to be crazy.
I would love to work with y'all on it. I can't even make this shit up, man.
I'll let him work with y'all on it.
Yeah, because I know where to go.
Right. And, what you need? You looking at your glass? You need ice or something?
Some ice. All right,
let me see. No, you good. Go ahead and talk. Right, you was about to say something.
But yeah, the A&R still exists though. But actually, I was actually up 300 with Kevin Lyles and Jack the day that Young Thug and them got indicted.
Wow.
I ain't understand what was going on because when Lyles we get there,
in the middle of it.
Yeah, Kevin. You know what I mean, it's a lot of, it's like the energy and commotion is like there's something going on. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out like what the
why everybody moving like
yeah,
that.
What's going on and right. Shit like that. But then they like, yeah, man, Kev tell us, yeah, they indicted, you know, YSL.
Yeah.
I'm sitting up here right at YSL. I'm like, damn, that's, you know what I mean?
That's crazy.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's
crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the experience, man, I got a lot of experience in this business, man, and I always help who I can, man.
You are like turning into the Philadelphia Forrest Gump.
With as far as Gump.
Forrest Gump just happened to live a life where he was around for all the shit. Even when shit was bad for him, he was still around all the shit. Like, it just, no matter what. And it's like the moments that you've had, like having experiences with Rock, having experiences with Dame, having experiences where you in the office when Kevin Lyles is about to go to court and tell motherfuckers, I'm vouching for Thug. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. These are legendary points.
Rico Wade. That's
Rico Wade. I would never want to. Teddy Riley, who is
been on stage with Pharrell everything. And NERD at least twice. I mean,
I hope they figure their situation out.
Junius Bervine actually brought me out. I don't know, a lot of people know him, but he's a platinum producer.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody that I grew up with, I mean, I look up to it, and he's a hell of a musician.
Where you from?
I'm from Philly.
Where? What part?
I know he was living in the Northeast before, but he had moved to Egypt, but I heard he back.
Okay, all right. I didn't know that.
June, legendary boy, man.
Shout out to that. Now I got homework to do. Yeah. I like hearing stuff
Julius
like that.
Julius Bervine, he dope. He a real one, man. And
the name sounds familiar, but I can't think like I know what it is.
If you Google Julius Bervine, you know you're going to learn some history.
That's fire. And he had you on stage with Pharrell now.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was their top keyboard boy.
Okay. Yeah, All right.
I mean, I got a lot of experience. I've been on stage with a lot of people from Drake to J. Cole. I've been on stage with a lot of people, man. I be in a lot of hard to reach places.
You still get the butterflies, the jitters?
Yeah. Like when I perform, I'm not nervous at all. You know what I'm saying? Like
while you're performing?
No.
What about before you perform?
Sometimes it depends. Like when I performed at the arena with out in Virginia with Trap Beckham, mm-hmm. Light Skin Keisha and Lil Baby.
Yo, Light Skin Keisha is my favorite female rapper name ever.
Oh, did it get,
bro, when I first heard that, I was like, yo, why nobody never thought of that? Every hood got a Light Skin Keisha. That's crazy. Yo, I love her name, bro. She got the best name ever.
Yeah, I performed at the arena. On the same bill with Lights and Keisha. Trap Beckham actually brought me out on
shout
on
out
set.
Trap Beckham. Shout out to Trap Beckham.
Real one. Trap Beckham took me to a lot of cities. I was just in Austin, Texas with him back in March. You know what I'm saying? It's my brother. Good dude.
So when you was with Lights and
got
Keisha,
a song with him in
you ain't gonna video. Skip the butterflies. When you was with Lights and Keisha, though, you had the butterflies?
I wasn't really nervous because, like, you know what I mean? That's my, you know, it's my lane. All right. But I wasn't really nervous, but it's like, you know what I mean? She was swagged up.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. She was sterile. You know what I'm saying?
Word,
she showed love.
Word.
She wasn't on no fake shit. She was cool.
Yeah, she act like a light-skinned Keisha. You know a bunch of them. You know a bunch of light-skinned Keisha. She was good. What you mean? Your name light-skinned Keisha. I already know you. I'm Hollywood Hill. I know light-skinned Keisha's all over the country. I know what you mean. You good, man. He wasn't be polite. That's not him stunting on her. He's saying she was acting like her name. We just laughing about the light skin Keisha shit. The crazy thing about it is, I always explain to people that one thing that I always felt that Biggie said in the interview was his dream was for every MC to rock 20, 30, 40,000 from the front to the back to have that experience. You know what I mean? Yeah. And mind you, at that time, it wasn't the festival life. We weren't included in it like we are now. So now you see artists rocking 100,000 and stuff like that. You see the DMX joint where it looked like it was a million motherfuckers. It's just like a sea of people. But you've had that experience that Biggie was talking about. Yeah. In a real way. And I don't think that's nothing. As much as we laughing about the things around it, like, that's nothing to snark at, so to speak.
No, that's an accomplishment. To go from doing talent shows to performing out arenas.
Bro.
Like, that's, like, just to walk. I still got the footage. But just to walk all the way up into the venue at the arena.
Mm-hmm.
The whole walk, the whole time in the dressing room.
What was on your rider?
I was with Trap Beckham, so you
it
know
was the his Henny, rider. Y'all was good. Y'all was good.
You know the Henny. You know he
the wings
he,
was
he the Henny King.
Trap you could probably Beckham. Get a tattoo if you wanted to.
No bullshit. Like Trap Beckham, love the Henny. That's my brother. He love the Henny.
Yeah,
but you know what I mean, dressing room was a vibe. You know what I'm saying, shit was a vibe, man.
What's your regimen? How do you center yourself before you go out there, so to speak?
Try to make sure I ain't gotta use the bathroom or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
Regular
like,
stuff.
Try to make sure, you know what I mean? Always fresh, presentable.
Yeah.
Yeah, fresh, presentable. You know what I mean?
Look good.
It's
play
on.
Good.
It's on.
You D.I. Sanders.
That's the vibe. That shit.
Hollywood D.I.
Oh, man. That should be the vibe, man.
I love that for you, though, because, like I said, I've even performed at some of your situations before. And that's
and I appreciate it.
Nah, man.
Anytime I invited Sammy, he show up for me, man.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You see, he got me right up on the podcast. This joint rolling out here. You know what I mean? And this conversation is very interesting. He intelligent. And just to be honest, bro, because everybody can't really articulate themselves well.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you got this shit.
Yeah, and...
like, for real.
I don't even judge those that can't, but I want to teach people how to have conversations, how to have disagreements without having arguments, how to have discourse. Mm. Like, these things are important in our society, and they come from seeing Philly motherfuckers, talking to Philly motherfuckers. You know what I mean? You get to see that there's some grown people out here doing real shit and having real conversations about it, and that we can connect on a level that they can't keep saying that we all hate on each other. They can't keep saying that Philly niggas don't support each other. Because I keep bringing people through here that's telling you in real ways how they've been doing their part in the struggle and how they've been running their race with not forgetting who's behind them to follow. You know what I mean? And I think that that's important. So I can't sit up here and talk to y'all without being intelligent about it, especially while I'm drinking and smoking. They're going to judge the fuck out of me. They're going to be like, see, he's just worried about drinking. But I appreciate y'all for... coming on my platform and valuing me enough to make sure that y'all tell stories and have conversations and actually listen to me when I cut y'all off because y'all respect that we going in the right direction. Like, that's a thing that I couldn't ask for. You know what I mean? I appreciate y'all for that. That's all of y'all. And you for sure, because I've had you on Glockaware before. We had a ball up there.
No, for sure.
But niggas was dancing. It was way more smoke in the room. Probably 12 bottles on the table. And we still got to get to some things. But when I get to sit here with y'all, it's different.
It's different. A vibe more intimate. More intimate of a vibe. You know what I'm saying? It's dope.
Because we can do anything, but we want to do all things.
Y'all whole vibe, this shit is dope. No bullshit, the sound, the camera. How's sis though?
No, Sunny is actually great, man. She's great. Okay. Shouts to Sunny. Yeah, she once in a while she pops up. She doesn't have as much time as before. She's running about 4 businesses right now. She has 2 young men that are in the sports now.
Yeah.
So she's caught up in the sports mom joint.
Sports mom.
Yeah, man. Her laptop is probably strapped to her back right with all the fucking sports equipment. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, it's deep. It's real.
So right now she's being super mom. And a hell of a businesswoman, so she's good. She's good.
No, she's dope. Good. She always been real. Always been real.
Yeah, she's somebody that
you definitely need to know.
Yeah. But when I had this in mind, and I was like, damn, I think I want a female co-host. She was the first person that I thought of, And the fact that she held me down through the beginning of this, yeah. Right now when she doing her thing, and she calls me all the time, let me know, bro, let me know. And I'm like, all right, but don't force nothing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. And when she be through, she'll be through. But I appreciate you asking about it, though.
No, for sure, for sure. She definitely dope, man.
Yeah.
I mean, real. I'm going to tell you this, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people been talking to me about podcasts, and I, you know, I'm with my boy Ching Lotto. Shout out to Ching Lotto, Smoke Champs. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Tour.
Salute to them.
Shout out, Stupid High Tour Underweight. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Real Ching Lotto. You know what I mean?
You
Ching
part of
Lotto
that.
Farm. Yeah, bro, took me under the wing. You know what I mean? And he bring me along for the ride. You know what I mean?
Dope.
I actually got a song on the album, too.
Fire. Lead track, Stupid High.
No, for sure. Oh, man.
Congratulations.
Shout out to Ching Lotto, man. Like, yeah. He a real one, man. Yeah, I mean, we crossed paths up top, and they've been up ever since, man. You know, I came out for his video shoot with him and the young brother. They came down the hood, and, you know, they pulled up to the city. We showed them love. We wrote it out for them.
When he said, come out for the video shoot, what was the directives? What did he tell you to do? He told you to wear a certain thing. He told you to bring all the chains. What did he say?
All right, look, my man, that Kayan, shout out to Kayan. You know, he made a Sam Santana a 5-star.
Wow.
Kayan managed a lot, man. You know what I'm saying? He's behind a lot of people that's been successful.
Fire.
You know, shout out to Kayan. He did it big for the hood.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought a gold plaque back to the hood. So far.
Salute.
You know what I mean? It could be more by now because the gold plaque, you know what I mean, it wasn't that long ago, but
it's growing.
It's growing. Like, and they got their sneak out, him and Mont Brown.
Okay.
Yeah, so Kayan definitely a big deal out here. Shout out to Mont Brown. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Boona. Shout out to Mike Knox. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Fuss. All the all the big dogs doing it, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, Shant, shout out to Shant for sure, for sure. And right now, like in terms of the artists and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Stack and Star definitely carrying it out here.
I like that.
They've been carrying it and shit. And you know, I had, you know, great opportunities to work with them over the years, and you know, we all got some money together.
I heard that.
Yeah, we all got some money together. For sure, for sure. The Shake That Tour was the start. And we ain't never looked back since. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But you were saying, as far as the podcast go, right?
Yeah.
And then you said the thing with the smoke.
Anybody trying to get me to do a podcast, and I don't know if it's some type of way we could collab on, you know what I mean, outside of what you already had going on for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to figure it out and put it together.
Well, let's figure it out then. Let's figure it out because, you know, everything is about what makes sense, and you know how we figure that out.
No,
so
for
we
sure.
figure it out. But at the end of the day, I think that they're telling you that for a reason. What are the reasons they're telling you that you need a podcast, though? And what made it where, what was your initial hesitation about doing it? Because you're saying they've been saying it.
No, it ain't really been no hesitation. It's just like, you know, just like I had two real nice studios. I had one down, you know, in the, like, what section of the city is that? Like the Air Mango section of the city?
Mm-hmm.
Venango and Air Mango.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first studios. And, my studios would be really nice. Like, there don't be no hole in the wall stuff.
Right.
My last studio, I just shut it down over in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. That joint was, like, tough. I gotta show you.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got a brand new studio underway. And, you know, I was trying to figure out the whole podcast setup.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? All right. And Fuss, Jack, the one that brought me in over at 300, actually got something going on in Cali that he want to bring me out there to work on something with the athletes, NFL, NBA players.
Fire.
And a new podcast, a brand new studio, state-of-the-art studio and all that stuff. So all that stuff is underway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he just asked me to pull up. He about to fly me out to Calabasas, go do the A&R joint with it's a new artist he got from Detroit.
Okay.
As well, so
right.
You know what I mean, so y'all probably see me in Cali real soon.
the thing is, man, it's a lot of blessings that come with being genuine, right?
No,
and
for
you
sure.
You are reaping what you sow in real time. Like you running through these things, And people be like, oh, you just name dropped there. Oh, you just stunted there. Yeah. Like, it's not even that. When you working and everything that you have to say about progression is based on being around high-level things. That's a blessing.
Yeah.
So you getting back what you putting out. You know what I mean? In a real way. And I think that you carry it so humble. Yeah. But it's funny because I'm listening to you and I'm like, bro, name.
Calabasas, though.
Yeah, like.
I come from the trench to Calabasas. Bro. Y'all know, look, I ain't gonna lie, I had to fix my license yesterday. or the day before was one of. Yeah. But,
I gotta go take a new picture now.
For a little bit, so.
Oh, man.
But it wasn't nothing serious.
Right.
It was just something like unpaid. Like, I was on a payment plan or something and.
I lost track of that.
Yeah. And I went and straightened that out.
I had to put it on auto.
And got my new license back.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thanks, man. Cause I said, damn, ain't no need to be in Cali. I mean, you got the Cullinans, the Wraiths, the two-tone Maybachs, black Maybach, and whatever else.
Right.
And not having a license, that don't make no sense.
You gonna tell us what you plotting on, or that's to be seen on Instagram. Like, if you had two options when you was out there, if they was available, what would you want?
I'm hopping in the Cullinan and definitely the Wraith. I ain't gonna lie, but I'm going to be in the Maybach a lot too.
I heard that.
Just so you know,
just by default.
The new two-tone joint. I gotta see what that's like. I ain't experienced that yet.
So you gonna go out there and act crazy? I love it.
Yeah, I'm gonna go out there and show out.
Hollywood Hill.
Down there with the big dogs.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
we gonna carry it.
I love that for you, and like I said. Always a pleasure when I'm around you. Always a pleasure when I see you. You somebody very consistent.
Nah, I appreciate
you. You know what I mean? But what else you want to let the people know before you get out of here?
Like you could come from like the depths of hell, and you could start. You know what I mean, get a fresh start as long as you're alive and breathing. You got a shot at like being successful. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You gotta have the willpower. You gotta have the drive, the energy, and all that type of stuff. Like, you know what I mean? And you can really, really make it happen. You can make some big things happen. And I'm really living proof. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I got books on the way coming out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Brand new state of the art studio, brand new record label, all that type of stuff. You know what I mean? I'm always looking for talent. You know what I'm saying? I'm always looking for talent. Movies. I'm heavy with the movie, too. Y'all probably didn't even know that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in, like, at least 8 films already. We got a new film coming out. It's not a film. It's a TV show called Featured on the Track. Mm. And I'm actually associate producer. Shouts to Terrence Tykeen. He definitely put me on with the movies and shit. You know what I'm saying? Fire. So Featured on the Track. We got the 2 pilot episodes done with... Fresher from Love and Hip Hop New York. Uh-huh. We got Latavia from formerly a Destiny Child. We got Raz B. We got Mano, and a few others. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be an experience. Like we actually get artists the opportunity to compete to see who gonna actually get a mainstream artist featured on their track.
I like that.
It's a vibe. I'm actually associate producer. Of this project.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's like it stepped up from me just being an actor.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The biggest movie I was in is called Jason's Letter with Vivica Fox. It's on Stars and Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I ain't just a Tubi actor. No disrespect. No disrespect. Tubi lit. Tubi all that.
You get motherfuckers
but
paid.
I'm definitely on the Showtime and the Stars and all that type stuff as well. So, but,
absolutely.
Yeah. And, I definitely look forward to, being in more films. So like, if people serious about the films, y'all can tap in with me. But if you ain't serious about like pretty much anything with the music or anything, if y'all serious about it, I am the one to tap into. But if you playing with it and all that type stuff, please don't waste my time.
I heard that.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean, y'all could be successful as y'all want to be, and y'all don't have to be as big as Jay-Z to be successful in the music business. You just gotta find your lane and make it work.
Success always has quotations around it because it's based on what you value. And at the end of the day, if you ever talk to anybody that wants to put anything behind your career, if they smart, the first thing they're going to ask you is, what do you want out of this? and that's your success.
No, that's heavy. I got no, it's crazy because like I gotta make this note. A lot of artists, right? They want to be signed. They mm-hmm. want the $1 million deal and all that type stuff. But mm-hmm. like Kevin Lyles, when he set me down, Kevin Lyles is one of the biggest you know, execs in the history of music.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And Kevin Lyles told me, you know, to my face, he said when he first kicked off 300, mm-hmm. he said they signed Fetty Wap. They gave him like $75,000 in advance. Mm-hmm. Fetty Wap went on to make over $20 million for his career.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So it ain't how you start. It's how you finish. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, y'all keep thinking that the small deals don't amount to nothing. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you might have to take a little single deal, a two single deal or something, and get your feet wet. You know what I mean? And show the people that put the bag behind you how hard you work.
Right.
And they can step right. you up. You know what I mean? Right. Like, don't lock in too deep. Leave room to renegotiate and things of that nature.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So you ever need help with contracts and all that type of stuff, tap in with me to shake that tour. I did all the contracts. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I signed every artist.
And we ain't seen a complaint
except
yet.
Rocky, you know what I'm saying? And and all the artists that was part of the Shake That Tour are all signed.
I heard that.
All of them signed now.
I heard
you
that.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Yo, gotta be serious about what you do.
Congratulations on all your success, my brother.
No, thank you. Thank y'all you for said, having me.
We're going to do plenty more together. We're going to figure some things out. We're
going to figure some things out for sure.
But, you know, just keep fighting the good fight, run the good race, because at the end of the day, you are reaping what you sow in real time, and I'm excited for the award show.
No,
I'm excited to pull up with you somewhere and see what's going on in real time, whatever that may be, because you're wearing a lot of hats. But we figure it out sooner or later, man, and we'll cover it.
Shouts to Jared SB. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one of the artists that been down with me from day one. Shouts to Stacks. Mm-hmm. Shouts to 3KBZ. That's the new artist mm-hmm. that I'm working with now. And, you know what I mean? Sky's the limit.
That is what it is, man.
For sure.
That's what we doing, and we out of here. Appreciate y'all, man.
This is Sipping with Sammy. I am Mr. Flash and only, the one and only Sipping with Sammy. Sam Malone, Barstool, Rook. If you ain't sipping with Sammy, you ain't sipping right. Please get your fucking life together. Damn, Sammy.
Damn, Sammy. Damn, Sammy. Oh, this shit a vibe, bro. I ain't gonna lie. You got me fried up.
Get out of our fucking city.
You I'm just fucking patrol.
Man, listen, man.
I'm late.
You just mind your P's and Q's, Buster. And remember who you're dealing with.
Uh-oh.
You just mind your P's and Q's, Buster. And remember who you're dealing with.
Gone.
win. Even when I lose, learned the lesson. Almost gave in, almost gave up, almost tapped out on my last mile. Had to man up, hold my chin up. Disrespect, we don't play with that money. Matter of fact, we don't play at all. Unless it's course, a little basketball, football, a little tennis too. Only back and forth that I do. Ride for the ones that I love. High, nah, I don't know that word. Action talk, all I know is verbs. Smoke the face, but I know they fold. Sip with Sammy, they know Malone. See him rolling, you know that's Pope. All in Philly on the fly day. Know we champs, we do damage. We don't plan this, but we still manage to set the standards to raise the bar.